All right, the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. Alvo, Hillary, and Caleb with you on a 40-degree Friday morning, and I feel privileged to have had not one but two chances to hear Gary Thomas. Very bright, very intelligent, and a great speaker. A couple of occasions, one leading with power in the noon hour yesterday, and he was capping off three different stops leading with power. Wausau Tuesday, La Crosse Wednesday, and yesterday a couple hundred guys here at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. And that one was on his book, Everybody Matters, talking about the spiritual and the physical. And let me just highlight that one briefly for you. Yeah. We talked about we treat our bodies, as Christians, we should treat our bodies as instruments instead of ornaments. And thinking about, you know, 1 Corinthians 6:19, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And made some great, I wrote this one down. He said, our acceptance before God doesn't depend on the shape of our bodies, but on our acceptance of Jesus' bruised and broken body. And that was appreciated. And just talked about he's more of a cardio guy than a weightlifting guy, but nonetheless going to gently put the challenge with enough self-deprecation in there in terms of, hey, in his, I'm not sure his exact age, but in his 50s, that, you know, he's not in condition that he used to be. Talked about his son is in his 20s and a dad who, with his wife, they've delivered the very first Thomas grandbaby, so excited about that. And had a chance to meet his wife, Lisa, last night. And she was saying, yeah, but they live in New York and we live in Houston. And that's a problem.
That is.
And they said the little girl is only, she's 5 months old. And she said, we've seen her four times, but we'd like to see her a lot more. So
yeah,
that's a whole nother issue.
They should have entered our home for the holidays contest.
Exactly.
Nice.
This was a quote that he had in the Everybody Matters to share. He said from Dr. Stephen Kopecky of Mayo Clinic said, every food a person might eat either fights or contributes to disease.
Oh, that hurts me.
After pie that we had yesterday.
Michelle brought a whole box of cookies today, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Goodies. That hurts
me. He talked about, he works at a very large church in Houston now, and he talked about how there's something that people just feel compelled to be bringing in baked goods to.
Yes. You know.
It's a spiritual gift.
It is.
Can we start bringing in, like, carrot sticks and cucumbers?
There we go.
As long as we have ranch to dip them in.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
hummus.
His book, Cherish, was the focus last night, and it was really great. My wife, Peggy, and I were there. I don't know, many, many couples. It seemed like 100 couples or so, and many there at Lake Wissota Golf. And I really love this. And he said, basically, if your marriage isn't growing towards cherish, and again, it was based on his book, Cherish, it's going to be declining toward contempt. He talked about in the fallen world we live, the world, the flesh, the devil, that believe it or not, there are forces opposed to disintegrate your relationship with your spouse. So it was a great two-part talk in terms of being intentional towards not only loving your spouse, but cherishing him or her. And again, we as guys, you know, you're not going to say, hey, I want my spouse to cherish me. But he's like, but trust me, he said, guys want that. They do. And so he made a great case for it last night. I was motivated in that regard. And two more things. He said that the more you treasure your spouse, the more you'll treasure your spouse. He just said that it gets contagious.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
And finally, he said, but maybe you're looking at, you're saying something in terms of, I don't know, and the difficulty, and it's not going to matter. And this was a great closing line as well. He just says, you don't know what your spouse can be if your spouse has never been cherished. So he really used dancing as an example, and I saw through paging through the book, Cherish, that he uses this example there as well. Like a dancer or something, and you're the one who is, let's say, a male-female, and you're the one who is like ballet.
Sure.
And a male, they call him ballet dancer, he's holding up and kind of, you're the frame to say, look at her. And so it was just great stuff from him,
That's
really
beautiful.
Super content. And I know everybody that turned out for it really had a great time. So there you go. There's the recap. Thanks for indulging me here.
I'm so excited that you got to go.
It was terrific here for the Chippewa Valley. Thanks to Keith Tompkins and all the Leading with Power people for making it happen. Great to partner with them. Here's Big Daddy Weep.
It's that time of the week. We conglomerate, aggregate all of the information from news, politics, pop culture, and we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
All right, out of the gate, two sisters-in-law in India this week set a new world record. Yeah, by running backward, get this now, for 13 hours and 33 miles.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't hear about very often. I mean, not the running backward thing, the in-laws getting along.
Yeah,
that's
really
the real wow factor.
Girl Scouts in Texas were trapped for over 3 hours in an elevator, but it gave them the perfect opportunity to earn their merit badges for bladder control.
Congrats.
Yeah.
The people at Sesame Street, love Sesame Street, are launching a new late-night talk show hosted by Elmo in preparation for the show. He's changing his name to Jimmy.
Yeah, there you go. Fallon, Kimmel. Officials in Ukraine are letting tourists visit the control room at the radioactive Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Now, you have to wear a hazmat suit and industrial boots, plus get tested twice for radiation afterwards. Wait until the kids hear about this. Goodbye, Disney World.
They're quaking in their boots.
A dog in South Carolina woke up its owner and saved him from a home fire.
Yeah, a cat would have saved himself and then sent his owner his best thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
A man in the Philippines set a new world record, another world record we're telling you about, a new world record by going 1 hour and 17 minutes without blinking. Incredible.
Wow.
He celebrated by signing a very lucrative spokesperson deal with a major brand of coffee.
Nice.
Help stay him away. Hey, Mattel, you hear this week? They've got a new doll. It's Judge Barbie. She's just like Judge Judy before the bitterness set in.
Nice.
Daytime talk show.
Sorry,
coming.
Judy.
Lego wants to recycle your child's Legos.
But first, before they recycle them, they'll have to surgically remove them from the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Truth.
A new survey finds that most Americans are actually not concerned about the health problems that can come from poor posture while using their mobile phones.
That's because most Americans were too busy on their cell phones to pay attention to what the survey question was.
And in Illinois, to our south, a helicopter dropped a wheel that crashed through the roof of a home. Yeah, it turns out investigators believe that this can only mean one thing. The family just finished making the last payment on the house.
It's not just always how
right
it goes.
Right at the mortgage burning. And finally, Drew Barrymore is getting her own daytime TV talk show. There are now officially more celebrities with talk shows than there are celebrities to interview.
What's she going to do?
Congratulations, world.
There we
Those
go.
Those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up. So there's a steady, as always. There's always folks doing steadies. But this one was on America's top 10 fears. What are we most afraid of?
All right.
I totally
Let's
agree
see
with
how
number
we
one.
Stack up. What is it? Snakes.
Snakes.
Ah,
snakes,
see, I know
number
you.
Number one, yeah.
Okay.
Totally agree with number one fear
I'm
snakes.
I'm not a snake
Number
fan.
Two, you probably can guess what that one is as well.
Spiders.
Eight-legged spiders,
yes.
Snakes, spiders, and then, Havel, can you guess number three? It's also alliterated. We have snakes, we have spiders, and think oceans. Snakes, spiders, what's America's number three top
sharks.
Fear?
Sharks.
Yes.
I was going to say seals?
Snakes, spiders, and sharks.
Yeah,
the fourth
scary.
One is actually related to water as well. The fourth of our top 10 fears, drowning.
Oh, yeah, that's like number one or two for me.
That's
so,
a big one.
Snakes, yeah. Spiders, sharks, drowning, heights.
Okay, I was thinking heights is coming somewhere here.
So. You know what? Five. It's not heights that bother me, it's ledges.
This is one.
Really? Yeah.
This is one that I think none of us worry about too much, but the number six top 10 fear, public speaking.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Never.
Now,
although you do find radio people that they're okay behind the mic, but they don't necessarily like to get up in front of people.
You know, and I'm comfortable behind the microphone. I'm comfortable in front of a room full of strangers. I'm comfortable in front of legislators. Put me in front of like my church group or people that I know, and that's more uncomfortable.
I think
me.
That's why I was so nervous when on two occasions I've been asked to preach at my church. Haven't been invited back to preach since. But. I probably was more nervous about that than the speaking engagements or getting up before concerts
people.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's number six. Number seven, top 10 fears, failure. Number eight is bees.
Oh,
I just love how these are kind of juxtaposed. So we have snakes, spiders, sharks, drowning, heights, public speaking, failure, bees.
Bees.
Yeah, right.
And continue with the list, cramped spaces and rejection.
What's
out? Rejection, yeah.
You don't even know what cramped spaces are if you haven't been to an African country like Liberia. I'm telling you. I mean, just some of the vehicles you see going down, just how many people are crammed in there. And I mean, I had some taxi rides where, not too many, but some where you're just suffocating.
Squished in there.
There's certain times where, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm afraid, but you get certain settings where you're just like,
It's
overwhelming,
very,
right?
Yeah.
To me, the cramped spaces thing, if you were spelunking or what have you, if you're down in caves, like I read actually an adventure book the other day, Jack Reacher book, and he had to go through this like tunnel to rescue somebody underneath the mountain. So again, it's all fiction, but he's a great big guy, and I kind of identify with being a pretty broad-shouldered guy too. And the book describes in vivid detail how he's squeezing his way through, not knowing if it's going to end, and he cannot go backwards, so he just has to keep going. That really triggered that cramped space's fear.
Were you reading that to Lily?
No, that was Daddy's own time.
Daddy's
reading.
Own. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know.
We're reading Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Funny.
All right, very good.
So my husband started messaging me this morning. Apparently, he made a new little friend. He's off today because he's cleaning up a park area and serving our community in wonderful ways. But he found this, I'd call it little, but it's not, this eight-legged, bulbous, orange, fat, furry, disgusting spider on the side of my house.
Which happens to be Americans' number two fear right after snakes is spiders.
Sorry, Spider-Man.
And he's like, look, it's so cute. Look it, there's this, look what I found on the house. And I'm like, kill it. Kill it. Kill it now. It must die. And he's like, it seems nice. Kill it!
This is controversial, right? People, didn't President Obama get in trouble for, like, killing a fly or something like that?
Seriously?
Really? Yeah. Oh. Back in the day, people get upset about things.
I don't know.
Dean's on the line with us. Dean, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Did you kill the spider?
I did not.
Why not?
Well, I attempted to relocate it, but it was just kind of cold and unwilling. It was really happy where it was.
Why would you relocate it? Where did you relocate it to?
The bathroom?
No.
No, I didn't. It just kind of crawled around the corner, and now it's hiding.
Dean!
We kind of got in a debate off air in terms of what constitutes a big spider, because Hillary was, you actually had like a
pop tab.
Yeah, a pop tab, and he was...
Held it up, and it's like... It's huge. And Mark was like, oh, it's only as big as a pop tab. That's not that big. And
the
I'm
ones
like,
I saw
huge.
In Africa, I mean, just they're that's huge. I mean, just their legs and they're really, really big. But she said, well, this isn't Africa. So,
yeah, no, this is not Africa. I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
I believe this one might be an orb spider. But maybe Hillary can share the photo to the Facebook page and see if other listeners out there have an idea what kind of spider this is.
I mean, I suppose I can do that. It's a big, icky, crawly spider that I want to die.
Well, as I said to Hillary in a message, they really only get one holiday per year, that being Halloween. So, I mean, they want to come out this time of year. It's their time.
It's not okay.
Do you think that this particular eight-legged creature has done any crime deserving death other than offending Hillary's sensibilities?
I think that might be its only crime, but I'm going to have to search hard to find some handcuffs, I guess, for it.
I think you're going to get the Spider Sensitivity Award. I mean, I like your idea of your compassion and heart to relocate this spider.
Well, yeah, it should be somewhere else. I don't think Hillary wants it right by the front door, and honestly, the kids probably wouldn't either.
Mm-mm. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing, Dean, because I know there have been different pets brought into your home, and there's cats who perhaps have more affection for you than you have for them, and I believe you've warmed up to hamsters as well, but, I mean, are you the spider advocate in the Roth household?
I don't know if I'm an advocate. Maybe I help them out a little bit when I can, but I kind of have personal rules about number of legs that our pets need to have.
The leg rule is important.
Some of my children, that's the thing with the Liberian spiders. It's just like the number of just the long legs,
yes.
And it just sort of creeps them out. So
the leg rule in our house is if it has less than two or more than four, it's icky.
Yeah, we don't want it in the house then, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, go hunt down that spider. I'll post a picture of it on our Facebook page. We want to hear from you guys.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.